It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
All right, honey. It is tea time. Kicking things off with AJ McClain. What? Okay, so he sat down with Andy Cohen over on Watch What Happens on Bravo, saying, you know, there was this rumor that Ryan Gosling was almost a member of the Backstreet Boys.
Is it true that Ryan Gosling was almost a Backstreet Boy?
Got so blown out of proportion. We lived in the same apartment complex while he was doing the Mickey Mouse Club. We were playing basketball like every other day, and the group had just started. I told him that, you know, Backstreet Boys is going to be huge, and he's like, it's not going to happen, bro. Cut to, he was wrong. But he was never going to audition. Somehow the press misconstrued it, and then it became a thing.
Oh, that would have been something, wouldn't it? Ryan Gosling in a boy band.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
He has a Disney background.
Let my heart patter, pitter patter.
I mean, he can do no wrong. But, I mean, he's done pretty well himself, so he's hanging in there just fine. Well, Dwayne Wade went over to Ellen, and this is so amazing, talking about his 12-year-old daughter's gender identity. He and his wifey, Gabrielle Union, have really educated themselves on the LGBTQ community, and they're like, you know what, this is a chance for her to be a leader.
We take our roles and our responsibility as parents very seriously. And so when our child comes home with a question, when our child comes home with an issue, when our child comes home with anything, it's our job as parents to listen to that, to give them the best information that we can, the best feedback that we can. And that doesn't change because sexuality is now involved in it.
Now, I just want to clarify, like, Dwayne Wade's daughter, was she born a boy?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes, but it's a daughter, and so she's come out, and she's 12 years old. And so I think this is an amazing platform, and she really raising awareness, especially, you know, to, like, sports fans and just everyone around the world. I think this is tremendous. So what a cool family. This is kind of interesting. Jason Alexander. I don't know if you ever watched Seinfeld. I was a huge fan.
Like one
George
episode.
Costanza. You really watch one episode?
I know. I'm the weirdo, and I'm not trying to hate on it. Like, I'm sure I'll end up, like, watching one day. I'm like, how I was wrong, but I never got into it, I guess.
So much goodness. But he says, hey, the cast, they were never really friends.
We were never social friends. We were work friends. We had very different lives. Julia and I got pretty close because we were both the married ones. And when my wife and I were having our babies, she was having her babies. So we bonded all over that stuff. But we hung out with each other at the show. We were workmates.
I think that's common. Like,
yeah.
Even in radio, I don't know, like, how's TV? Like, some people have good friendships. Some, it's not that they hate each other, but it's just like, look, I see you enough. Like, I don't have time for you outside of this area.
And sometimes you need breaks from people, right? But I guess we always just assume, like, the cast of Friends, you always see them hanging
They are
out.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah, or back in the day. But apparently a lot of people are just work friends.
I hang out with Charles all the time online.
Yeah, you guys are probably the best friends of everyone on the show. I mean, he calls you his best friend. You don't call him that
well,
back.
He said Joe, formerly known as the friend,
I think formally he said. Formerly known as the friend.
Something like that. It was like a Prince reference.
My former bestie.
I think it was an honor. I don't know.
Well, Kim and Kanye claim they are best friends, which is very sweet. Are they going to have more kiddos?
I just can't do more because I really want to go to school and, like, I really want to do all this stuff. And I do believe that it's just, like, I mean, I could do two more. But I just don't think I should. I'd have to go through IVF. I'm going to turn 40. I don't want to be like an old mom. I think four is good.
Yeah, four is good. But Kanye wants two more, so that would make six.
Well, can he have a side piece? Is that allowed?
I don't know. I have my cousin has four, and then they just found out they're expecting twins.
What?
Out in Washington, D.C., which is crazy expensive. I'm like, wow, six kids. I mean, these days, that's crazy when you're not
the two
Kim
oldest,
and Kanye.
The two oldest need to start working. I don't care how old they are.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Coming up next, maybe you can play along with a friend or family member, maybe make a little bet out of it and have Pork Chop go get you coffee. We're going to play the slogan game. It's coming up. Yeah, I'm getting into it. Coming up in less than 10. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.